Broadcast school has really paid off.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Did you know that we've been peeing wrong?
Not enough. In the shower. In the toilet. Should we pee outside? How am I doing it wrong?
You know, you think you've been peeing your entire life. You would know better.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently we've been doing it wrong. And a urologist gave an interview. What I love about TikTok is you don't just get like 20-year-olds telling you how to put on makeup or 20-year-olds telling you how to live your life while they're putting on makeup. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
You also get like doctors and important information from people that you want to hear from. So there's a urologist who went on TikTok and he was saying, you guys have been peeing wrong this whole time, which I didn't know. How am I supposed to know?
I'm a urologist. I'm a professional at it by this point. There's not many things I do right in my life. That's one I think I do right.
I'm going to tell you right now why you're doing what you're doing wrong.
Okay.
Here's my question. When you or your family are going on a long car ride or going on a trip or leaving the house for a considerable amount of time, do you say to the kids, go pee before we go? Or I'm going to go, let's all go pee before we go. Does everybody go to the bathroom and pee before they get in the car?
You have to. You have to, or you're going to be stopping three times before you get out of the neighborhood.
That's the worst thing you can do. Because according to this urologist, forcing yourself to pee when you don't have to pee is teaching your body to keep emptying your bladder. That's why when you get to be an old guy, you always have to pee all the time because you've told your bladder, don't hold it in. You've trained your bladder not to hold it in.
Got it.
Okay, so don't pee if you don't have to pee. But if you have to pee, go pee. Don't wait. That's the other thing. Women do that a lot. Like, I can't tell you how often I'll be like, I have to pee, but, you know, let me just get on the bus and go home, and I'll pee when I get home, or that kind of thing. No, whenever you have to pee, go pee. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter how much longer. I prefer to pee in my own bathroom rather than a public bathroom. But, you know, maybe the bus will get stuck. Maybe something will happen. Mm-hmm. That's really bad for your bladder. So when you have to pee, wherever you are, go do it.
Look this guy up. I guarantee this guy has no kids. And this guy's never been on a road trip with a woman or kids. Because there was a time I would take my, when I worked for a record company, I would have to go to different towns. I would have to go to Nashville or Memphis. And I could easily bring my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I took her on one trip and that was it.
How many times did you stop?
Because the 10-hour trip turned out to be a 30-hour drive. Because you got
You should not go 10 hours without peeing. That's not good. That's really bad for you.
No, I could go 10 hours. I'm not going 10 hours. She can't go 15 minutes. That's the problem, is the minute it goes, ooh, I kind of maybe have to pee, maybe I'd pull over.
One of the reasons why she may have that problem, according to this urologist, is because women who hover, which I am guilty of this. I've been hovering my whole life. My butt has never touched a toilet seat. That is not my toilet seat. Apparently, you're not fully emptying out your bladder, which is why you have to pee again later because you didn't get it all out. We are built, women are built to pee sitting down and you get it all out sitting down. When you hover, you're basically closing off everything. It's basically, if you think about like a tube, right? If you fill a tube with water and then you close it, there's a little bit of the water that can't get out of the tube if it's bent, you know what I mean? Like if you're closing it and it's bent kind of thing, like you put a kink in it. That's what we've been doing by bending over and hovering all these years. So you're better off laying, if you want to put like tons of toilet paper down, whatever you got to do, put as much as you can, sit down. Always pee sitting down if you're a woman. If you're a guy, you should always pee standing up because you guys have a prostate for that reason. The prostate is the thing that pushes all the urine out.
Mm.
That's what he said. So men should always pee standing up. Women should always pee sitting down.
If that is true, that you have to go again in 10 minutes, I understand that. I understand the tube not kinking, unkinking. I understand. But it makes me insane is what I'm telling you.
Right.
On a road trip. Are you kidding me? We just got up to highway speeds. Now I have to pull over again.
if she's peeing every 15 minutes, there's something wrong with her too, because you should be able to go. An adult should be able to go a significant amount of time.
Something wrong with her. That's why she didn't go on trips with me no more.
I got to pee now that we're talking about it. This is making me have to pee. Should I wait until we're done?
Yes. When we lived in New York, okay, the plane ride was 45 minutes from North Carolina to New York. Okay, she came up to see me. She had to use the bathroom. You can't go 45 minutes on a plane and not pee. She goes, it was so hard. I had to have people move. I was like, why do you have to pee in 45 minutes? That doesn't make any sense. Can't you pee before you get on the plane and then pee when you get off? Why do you have to pee halfway through the flight? That's 45 minutes. You have problems.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong with her then. You should, again, he says in this article, and he says on his TikTok, because there's two things, that it was an article and his TikTok, that you should be able to go a significant amount of hours between peeing.
Yeah, if you're on a flight less than 5 hours, they should just lock the doors to the bathroom. I have to pee. Right. Sorry.
Sorry.
You should have figured that out.
It's only a two-hour flight.
Did you not know when the plane was taking off that maybe before you got on the plane you should pee then? You know, at the airport.
I didn't have to pee then. So the rules are, don't pee when you don't have to pee. Pee when you have to pee. Do not hold it in. And more importantly, never push. Because if you push it out, that messes up your pelvic floor. And that's the thing that messes up with your sex life and your bladder. And as you get older, it gets worse. Yeah, you want that pelvic floor as like up there as possible. You want it as tight as possible. So never push. If you got to push, again, go see a doctor.
So if you have to pee in the shower, should you get out of the shower or should you wait till the shower is over or should you do the unspeakable?
I don't pee in my shower. I know that I could. It's my shower. Who cares? That disgusts me. I know people do. I'm not judging anyone. If you want to pee in your shower, go have at it. Whip it out. Pee. I don't care. I don't like
it. It's already out.
It bothers me.
You don't have to whip it. You don't have to whip
nothing.
Whatever.
You know what I mean?
It's
already there. I don't pee in the shower, and I wonder sometimes, like, does my boyfriend think it's weird that sometimes I'll get out of the shower, pee, and then get back in the shower. So in the middle of showering, he'll hear the toilet flush. I'm assuming he either pees in the shower or he doesn't. I think he pees before he gets in the shower. Neither one of us pee in the shower. We're not into peeing in the shower.
Yeah, 5 minutes the shower should take. Five, maybe six,
exactly.
7 minutes.
You can go 5 minutes without peeing.
You can go 5 minutes and not pee. But the good thing about peeing in the shower is it's easy to wash your hands afterwards. You're already in the shower.
Well, there's that.
And the hole that goes out of the shower to the drain, same hole that's in the toilet. Same hole.
Yeah, but you're not peeing directly in the hole. You're peeing elsewhere, and it splashes, you know what I mean? Where like other people have to, I don't know. I feel like there's just something about peeing in the shower that just
is there other people
out.
In the shower with you? Sorry if I got pee on you.
No, I mean, he's going to use the shower after me, and there's going to be like, I don't know, maybe pee on the shower curtain or something. I don't know. I'm not going to take a chance.